The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE Radio in Cherokee and Seth Boyes of the Dickinson County News in Spirit Lake. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Let's talk about the Older Americans Month being May. Could you tell us about that and why it's recognized?
Yeah. Well, I think it brings attention to two things. One is the contribution of senior citizens to get this generation or their generation to where the country is, and generally that generation is improve lives for succeeding generations. The other one is to bring some attention to problems that senior citizens have, like about a third of them being below poverty, maybe the need for Social Security reform, maybe the need for additional incentives for savings to enhance the quality of life, and then to deal with health issues. So I think I should be able to tell you whether it's 25 or 40 years that the month of May has been Senior Citizen Month, but it's to give recognition to all that that generation has done for our great country. Seth?
Locally up here, we've had two local agencies have stopped offering mental health services, and as I understand it, there's another office in Dubuque that's announced similar closings, mostly due to funding issues in these cases. So on the federal scale, what do you feel needs to be done about the mental health system?
Yeah. Well, we're fortunate enough that about 18 months ago, Senator Alexander, through a committee that deals with this issue, passed very good pieces of legislation to enhance mental health. And most of the administration for mental health goes through the state's programs that they have set up with some federal help. And so wherever there's problems, there might be 50 different problems for 50 different states. In Iowa, there's a reorganization of mental health going back about 6 years by the state legislature. More recently, because of not having enough mental health beds in Iowa, setting up 10 crisis centers to provide for that service. And then more recently, the legislature passing a piece of legislation to make sure that every kid, before they go to school, is given some sort of mental health issues to see if they have any issues ahead of time so the school or other people can deal with them. And it's the first time that Iowa's moved into a concentration of dealing with mental health for young people. So at the federal level, we've given some more help to states, reorganized the federal government programs so that they're more efficient. And then you have to look at the individual states, what they do. One issue that I don't have an answer for, because we don't force people to go into any particular profession, but we lack a lot of people going into psychiatry and psychology, and that shortcoming is a very difficult one to overcome. And from that standpoint, what we're trying to do is greater use of telemedicine to make the shortfall of psychiatrists and psychologists more efficient use of their time. Back to Nikki.
Senator, can you go ahead and give us an update on where you are at on the Senate Judiciary Committee advancing a bipartisan Grassley bill to aid officers disabled in the line of duty?
Yeah. Voted out of committee last week. It's on the floor now. Several bills dealing with law enforcement voted out of committee last week, recognizing this week as remember and honor law enforcement people who were killed in the line of duty. My particular bill deals with a very unique problem, not setting up a new program because there's already a program for disabled people, but the trouble is it's taken so long to reach decisions and holding people in limbo, and then there's not one sort of standard for determining disability. So we're recommending that they follow the Social Security pattern of determining disability when law enforcement people are injured in line of duty and can't continue their profession. So this legislation is to speed up and make more accurate the determination of who's disabled so they get their money sooner and get it more fairly. Seth?
As the new tariffs with China are going on a bit of a trade-off and escalating here, how do you see that impacting Iowans on the local level?
Well, if you want to buy things in China, it's going to cost more in a month because the United States is putting tariff on products coming to from China. So as a consumer, if you want to avoid that, don't buy things made in China. And remember, consumers are king in America, king and queens in America. So you don't have to buy anything in China if you don't want to. The other thing is impacting agriculture, which bothers me very much because Iowa's a big agriculture state if China decides not to take agricultural products. Now, I'm sensing that President Trump is on the cusp of a big victory. I want to help him. I want to help him finalize this. If you'd asked me this question 2 weeks ago, I said, by the end of the week, we're going to have an agreement. Well, look it. China decided to back off of some compromises they had made. So enough is enough as far as I'm concerned with the Chinese. I understand the president's waning patience with them. It's time to strike a strong, enforceable deal so that farmers, businesses, and consumers can get the certainty they need. And so I urge the Chinese negotiators to get back to where they were, about 90% towards an agreement instead of now being 70%. You ought to be dealing in good faith when you're negotiating. Back to Nikki.
Senator, can you tell us the answers that you're looking for on the misconduct and abuse at the federally funded facilities caring for the unaccompanied migrant children?
Sure. We are hearing all sorts of rumors of what might be happening. The federal government ought to be protecting young people. And if there's physical or mental or sexual abuse of these kids, we need to know about it and need to put a stop to it. So we're trying to get a handle on it. And if we're right in what we hear, then I expect the executive branch of government to take action to make sure that they're protected. Seth?
Going back to agriculture just a little bit, up here in northwest Iowa, a lot of farmers are having a little trouble finding time to get into the field, and I know there's been some state aid dealing with the moisture in the fields, but as far as the federal level, is there anything the farmers can look to for assistance as well?
Yeah, but it only deals with things that they already know. The income protection, which doesn't guarantee a profit, but when you're below the cost of production and you get a check in the fall from the federal government, either under the PIC program or the ARC program, then that's one help. The other one is what you get through crop insurance. Back to Nikki.
Maybe you can tell us where that's at between Ron Johnson seeking the State Department documents and connecting his meeting with the Christopher Steele, the timing of the FBI awareness, and could you give us an update on that one?
Yeah, we've been spending all our time with worrying about the Central Intelligence Agency and the FBI. We're finding out that the State Department was involved in this quite a bit of extent. So Johnson and I wrote the letter that you're referring to get the information, and we don't have the information yet, but I expect to get it. Back to Seth.
Staying in that vein, kind of some international goings on there. With Julian Assange's Swedish case there, I understand there may be some trouble with the U.S. expediting him for his release of the U.S. military secrets. Do you believe that that's going to still be a possibility?
Well, I would think that Great Britain's going to cooperate with us. We cooperate with them on law enforcement, so we shouldn't have any problem. He's in jail now because of violating some sentence he had by going to the Ecuadorian embassy and being there for 7 or 8 years. So when he got out, I think they were just enforcing his violation of some agreement he had with law enforcement in England. If that's the only thing standing in the way, we will get him when we want him. If his rape charge in Sweden is beyond the statute of limitations for that country, then we will get him for sure. If it's still not hitting up against statute of limitations on rape charge in Sweden, we might be satisfied letting Sweden take care of it.
Thank you, Nikki and Seth, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.